Visiting with Madison girls basketball coach Brett Daniels here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, that game Monday night against Chase County, you guys went to overtime, fell just a little bit short. I know you were glad to get the game in before the winter weather hit. But, again, your team battled with another good team out of the Flint Hills League.
Yeah, I thought we had a really good night of basketball there. We probably played about as good as we played in the last month. You know, I saw a lot of good things go on there. Unfortunately, we just couldn't get things to go our way at the end of the game and ended up in overtime. And, you know, we just kind of ran out of gas. And, you know, Chase County does all the right things. They're not 15 or 16-3 now because they're a bad team. They play a lot of good quality teams, and they've beaten a lot of good quality teams this year. So, you know, even though we got the loss, I still feel really good about where we're at as a program right now.
Well, and sub-state brackets came out yesterday, and you're very fortunate enough that you get a bye in the first round, and that's got to feel good.
And definitely right now. We've been going through a little bit of sickness, trying to get some injuries healed up, and, you know, having a couple of days off here to get ready for our next game, you know, to start sub-state is going to be really helpful for our program.
You know, what does it mean that you're going to get a lot more practice time in here coming up? Because you do have one more game in the regular season before sub-state play begins. You won't play until Saturday of next week. Practice time is going to be very valuable for your ball club.
Most definitely. This weather this week has just been disastrous for us. We haven't had a chance to practice all week long. You know, we go into this game tomorrow night against Linden without having any practices since we played Monday night. So, you know, getting some practice time next week is going to be very valuable for us. It gives us a chance to kind of get back to basics and get, you know, our program going in the right direction again, hopefully work on the little things that we need to get better at and, you know, just do lots of shooting.
And you want to be full strength going into next week as well.
Oh, most definitely. You know, we've had the sickness and a couple of injuries, and we're starting to come back from that and getting healed up. So hopefully by that Saturday when we start our sub-state play, we'll be 100% as a program.
And the other good thing is you'll get that game at home too.
Oh, that's the greatest part of this. You know, we were working really hard to try to stay in that top three or four seeds and get a home game, and we got very fortunate. It worked out in our favor. We have a very tough sub-state. There's a lot of good teams in there that have kind of beaten up on each other this year, so we kind of know what we're getting, and definitely look forward to the opportunity to, you know, get this game going and hopefully make ourselves to a sub-state championship game.
You mentioned about the sub-state being tough throughout, but what was kind of big right now with every game mattering, and then of course you want to be in that top four to be guaranteed at least one home game, and it's got to be big in your part because you picked up some big wins early that mattered a lot here as we approach postseason.
Yes, definitely. You know, we've talked about this early this year about how tough the girls' side of the Lyon County League was, and it showed you how tough it was. A lot of good teams beat up on each other, so, you know, your records sometimes I don't think indicate how good you actually are. But it's been, we're battle tested for sure. I mean, that's the best part of this going into this, but yeah, there's getting that home, you know, game to start and, you know, just builds confidence that way. It's so nice to be able to not have to get on the road and travel this time of year, get that home crowd. You know, I think we've got a really, really good chance of putting ourselves in a good situation and possibly making that sub-state championship game. You know, where we're going to run into a pretty quality team there and, mm-hmm. and probably Little River. So, you know, we're going to have to be playing our best basketball when we get there. And right now that's what we're working on, trying to get to that point.
Visiting with Madison girls basketball coach Brett Daniels here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, like you mentioned, Linden tomorrow, final regular season game, and then off until the first where you'll play the winner between Gossel and Northern Heights. That quarterfinal set for Monday night. And then if you can get past the semifinals, sub-state championship game at Canton Galva on the 7th. So, you know, Little River is the number one seed, and You know, they had the potential to win a state championship last year out in Colby, and so that's a good team on your side of the bracket.
Oh, most definitely. They, you know, they're the ones that you kind of like to stay away from to give yourself an opportunity to get there. But, you know, I look at it like this. You got to play the cards that are dealt you. We, you know, we put ourselves in the situation to be there. But if you want to be a state champion or you want to be the best, you got to beat the best teams out there. So any place you meet them, you're still going to have that battle. You know, you're going to have to go in with your best game, and hopefully you come out on top of it.
Well, and you hope that several of the teams that you have played this season, like a Levo or an Opie or someone else in either 1A1 or 1A2, or even a 2A opponent like Chase County, they could make some noise. You know you have played some good competition that could be playing at state.
Yeah, that's what I say. We have been very battle tested for sure. I think that gives us a little upper hand on some teams going in there. You know, when you play quality programs like we meet up with week in and week out in our schedule, I just think it gives you that opportunity late in the season to be successful against teams that maybe haven't had that kind of a schedule and a challenge during the year. So I'm very confident going forward with this group of girls. You know, they work hard. They're very resilient. They've bounced back from some losses that we've had, and they just keep battling, and that's all you can ask for.
All right, Coach, I'll let you go. Appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow with Linden, and best of luck coming up with your semifinal on the 1st, which you'll be hosting. Don't know the opponent just yet, so you'll find out after Monday night, and catch up again in 2 weeks for our final one.
That sounds great, Dylan. As always, I appreciate the time.
That is Madison Girls Basketball Coach Brett Daniels joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Shanky Wells Service, and Cody Thurston Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Country 101.7 FM.